Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Life is the only thing we need. They need me to go, but I don't want to leave.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're all venting today. We'll get into some of your calls here as people are reacting to Jimmy Butler. If you guys are just tuning in or you guys have not catched it last night, the Heat got the doors blown off him by the Pacers. Jimmy Butler with another 9-point performance, team low, minus 27, comes to the podium afterwards, talks for about 3.5 minutes, basically says he can't find his joy of basketball with the Miami Heat anymore, doesn't like his role apparently, and this all with the backdrop of course 2 games in since his return from 13 days off dealing with an illness or reconditioning. Jimmy Butler probably thinking that the Miami Heat would trade him in the in-between, have not. Pat Riley puts out a statement saying they're not trading Jimmy Butler. There's reportedly talks between Jimmy Butler's camp and Mickey Arison, and Pat Riley to try and smooth things over. Nothing's been smoothed over. Now Jimmy Butler's camp is coming out, and you're getting reports from the Miami Herald that he was threatened to be suspended. The Heat are saying that's BS. It's a lot of he said, he said on this. Let's get to some of your calls here. Hello, Jay. Jay?
Hello, and good morning. How you doing, gentlemen? Hello, Heat Nation. First and foremost, you know, I want to thank you, Jimmy Butler, for your services, but we're not going to have no pounding, crying so-called star in our team. When you could have done this request during your sick leave, you could have done this request. It could have went a lot more smoothly, and then we could have got our assets, you know, a little bit better now, like, you know. But now you put us in a position where we possibly have to take less. And you know what? Since you want to act like that, I don't have to trade you. I'm not going to trade you for a second round pick. I'd rather let it wait out so everyone can see you kick and scream like the little baby you are. And then they might not even want you right after. So when you try to break this contract, no one wants to extend you. Tobin, I know everyone is on your case about asking Pat the question. Personally, I think it was premonition. I think it was you're Nostradamus in a way. Simply because...
I don't like that. Pat, I mean, go ahead. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Okay. So pretty much the reason why I say this is because once you ask the question, right, Pat gave you his opinion. He felt like something wasn't right. He's like, okay, I had the discussion with Jimmy Butler, right? I challenge you to play these games, right? And then when it comes to him keeping his word and returning the same energy, and then in a game of chicken, he folds. Jimmy Butler folded. You know, Pat Riley was for everything, but he said, hey, we don't want to be a playing team. You gave me your word last year that you was going to play these games. You told me that you was going to give the organization a championship as well. Now, is Pat to blame? Of course. I believe so, right? I believe, you know, he could have been better with the trades or whatnot. But at the end of the day, right, he felt like something wasn't right with Jimmy. He challenged Jimmy, and then Jimmy, halfway through, said that he'll just wait till the end of the year and play out his contract, decided to fold right before the trade deadline. So that's what it is.
Thank you,
and then
buddy.
Also, everyone, please vote for Tyler Hero for All-Star. Please. Please do so.
That's thank you, Jay. Well done. Well done.
Here's the problem. Pat can play this game, and Jimmy can say, okay, I opt in for the $52 million.
He could.
And then what?
I mean, I guess he could either be stuck here or that he can trade him for somebody for $52
million. Okay.
You know? Like, but I think that's one of those things is, but at that point, you're still kind of stuck to where the Heat want to trade you, you know?
But they right now, they're stuck without the $52 million.
They are, but I mean, look, if he's, you know, if he's true to his word that he wants to back out, he's not held at gunpoint to do that, obviously. I don't think Jimmy Butler's going to opt in. I think that no matter what, he's going to opt out because he wants a new contract next year. There's just not many teams that have the cap space to pay him. Brooklyn does. You know, I hear they love coffee in Brooklyn.
The problem is where this situation is.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing I would say to Jay's,
who's going
to
trade big assets for a guy who hasn't played?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to get back big assets. I think that's what the Heat's hope is what you're saying doesn't happen. That, you know, like they would just take the cap space. They'd be like, cool. That's what they're saying. Like, all right, you're going to walk? Cool. We're good with that. Even not getting anything back. But he doesn't have to opt out.
What if you opt in?
I don't know.
Then where's your team?
If you opt in, though, you can't get like you're going to, I guess, go somewhere. I don't know what the extension rules are from there. You know, I don't know what the fallout is from that, because I think he has to opt in. If he opts in, opts out, I don't know what like his... the only reason I think he would opt in, Leroy, if he truly feels no team would give him a long-term deal. You know?
I mean, based on these last 2 years, but if you're on the outside looking in,
mm-hmm.
and you see the last 2 years of Jimmy Butler,
right,
at 35 years old,
mm-hmm.
how far are you extending him?
Probably just like a 2 year on top of, you know, I'm sure like ideally you would just give him the one extra year, but I think if he's going to a new team, he probably wants 2 years on top of next year.
No, but I'm saying if you're the other team, you have to make that decision.
I think you know if you're bringing him in and you're hopeful that he's going to play to his best, like you're going to overpay for him, and that's why.
Though that's the whole point. Every conversation we're having with Jimmy right now is hopefully.
Well, do you think, like Leroy, do you think that a team would have traded for him already if the Heat were getting robust return on the deal, even with this all quiet? Because, like, to Jay's point, saying that, oh, this should have happened, dude. I'm sure there's been talks,
right?
If the Heat don't like what they're getting offered for him, they're like, all right, we don't like what we're getting offered. What's the best thing that could happen for us, Andy? Him walking. What are we going to do? Take on the Bradley Beal deal, which is the exact Jimmy Butler deal that we don't want to give Jimmy Butler?
Right, and he ain't playing either. He don't play either.
Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, a couple quick things, man. You know, I get all what you're saying about, you know, it may be Pat's fault, Jimmy's fault, whatever. But at the beginning of just think about it first. Here's a grown man that's offended by some words from last year, says he's going to do a bunch of things this year, and still comes in busted and doesn't do that much. And we're sitting here around talking about, should we give him some more money, a contract, this? And then you come back and you still don't want to play? Like, come on, man. Imagine working with somebody like this that's giving you half an effort for 2 years, making more money than all you guys are doing, and you're debating if we should keep him around while he comes around and keeps doing this? Hey, man, like, I'm a diehard Heat fan, and I can't say that Pat's the best for everything. Long-term longevity, man, he's done a lot more than Jimmy has done. What has Jimmy really delivered for us, man? Every year, his antics at the same time. You said it, Tobin, before the All-Star break, we have to worry about what type of game he's going to play. But you want us to come down and go ahead and buy a ticket? Come on, man. Like, I get it, man. He's a great player and all.
And look, I think Mike makes a totally fair point. Like, one of the things that does, and it's always kind of been the thing with Jimmy, he's such a fascinating player. And is been really interesting, you know, to follow his career here. But yeah, I think it's a regular season draw every single night, which is what you got to pay him $500,000 for every single game, and you don't know what you're gonna get. Yeah, I think. And by the way, is, you know, not the easiest dude to handle off the court as well. If you don't get the payoff of getting deep into the playoffs. Dude, an organization is going to get sick of that. They are, and that's where they're at.
And then let's throw it one step farther. Okay? Think of what stars Pat Riley has worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And think of some of the boss moves he's had to make with other superstars. There's a statue out front of the stadium
mm-hmm.
of one of them.
Yeah, and this
and
is
you and you never. And here's what I would say: You never, ever, ever had to wonder if D-Wade was going to play or not. If he was struggling, it was because he was hurt or something like that. You never said, oh, it's because of this or that or whatever.
Dwayne Wade, even after the Miami Heat broke his heart and after they screwed Dwayne Wade, came back and played on the Miami Heat on minimum deals and was still the best player.
Right. Like, but that's my point. So think of the people that Pat Riley has coached and dealt with in his career. Like, yeah, man. And
I don't know. And by the way, you make a good point. Like, I don't know who's going to pay him. Like, I would guess the reason Phoenix would is because their owner's a crazy person. You know, why would Golden State? They got Steph. They got to do right by Steph.
Like, they'll do a 1 year thing and hope it works out. And if not,
right? Because if it doesn't work out, like, what's their obligation to pay him?
Right.
You know, are they?
Let's think it from this standpoint. If it was up about the money for Jimmy, what he's done the last couple of years did not help his case with anyone. Does that make any sense?
No, it hasn't helped with anybody. I don't think so.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, forget the Heat. If Jimmy wants to get paid, what he's done the last 2 years, okay, last year and this year, with his availability and now what he's doing now, does not help his case to go get paid by anybody.
Ryan says, I feel bad for the people hired to run his coffee shop. They can't feel good about their job security this morning. Nah, that coffee shop's not going anywhere, dude. Hey, he says he loves it down here.
He said off the court.
He's made it very clear. He loves the city. Loves the city, loves his coffee shop, loves, you know, being down here. He doesn't love Pat Riley, and he doesn't love Pat Riley not paying him. You know?
I mean, and Pat Riley doesn't love him not playing.
Agreed.
So, like, if this sounds like tipping for bad service.
Ooh, like tipping at curbside, like pre-tipping.
Or pre-tipping, right? Like, I'm not saying that Jimmy's not worth the money. Here's what I'm saying. From Pat Riley's perspective, if he were to give money based on what he thinks he's going to get the next year or two, say the last year's a throwaway year, the next year, okay? Can you say, without a doubt, if I'm going to give an additional $40 million to this player, is what I'm seeing now going to change, or am I overpaying for something that I'm not getting now? You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's a hard pill to swallow right there for me, is that I got on you with this for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about wait till January, playoff Jimmy. I'm like, Jimmy's getting older.
Like, it didn't happen last year.
Turn it on like that.
I know.
We went at this all the time. Now, you want us to do it for next year. Not even this year. He hasn't turned it up this year yet.
He has not.
And you want to get paid and say, if we pay, we're going to turn it around next year or the end of this year. No. Stop it.
I see everybody at home.
It'd be different if he was balling. It'd be different if he was, you know, oh, he's leading the team and scoring, he's balling. No.
And the thing that is like, oh, he's like, oh, you guys are not using me right. I'm like, all right, dude, come on.
Using you right.
Come on.
What is usage? Give Jimmy the ball and get out of his way.
Kept giving the ball
back. He don't even want it. It's like a Molotov cocktail when he touches the basket.
Playing hot potato.
The one-legged threes.
He's playing hot potato with Haywood Highsmith.
Right.
Take a break. Back with more of this.